My husband purples when I'm late preparing his dinner. Each night I'm at the stove later. He fears I have an afternoon lover. A lover is not what I have, but love. A love powerful of voice, a love from the beginning of globe time. A zillionaire handsome beyond men. The sea is my love. Its rhythming waves, tugging, tossing, seething, rocking. Water's sec, water's mellow, satin ribbon water's sparklers. I am late to the kitchen for swimming the glory sea, and I'm learning how to stay under longer without a snorkel. The air spaces are there for my finding, and I'm developing my rudimentary gills. Each day, I swim out farther, come to the kitchen later. The sea wants me. I swim across a continental shelf to a drop so deep I have yet to pressure 2 miles down to the night of the seafloor. The globigerina ooze of diatoms and radiolarian and the dust of shooting stars. I am discovering the mountains and valleys, sea meadows blooming with lilies and anemones, sea palms, seagrasses. Whenever I like, I can go down into the dark red belly of a whale. Fierce fish pass me by. I'm not their food, and they're not mine. I hear the sea creatures, and they seem to know my bubbling voice. Plankton, always plankton. I nibble on diatoms and sea lettuce. Nothing needs cooking in the sea. My husband complains I taste like a salt stick. I'm cold to the touch. Smell like a fish market. Track kelp and seaweed around the kitchen and scatter sand in the bed. He still suspects I have a beach boy lover when I'm building a blue pearl grotto out among the anemones, when I'm beginning to pressure down to the neon night, a fish with lighted portholes like ships, fish carrying lanterns on their heads. When I swim to the sun-green upper waters, to fly with the flying fish, ride the backs of dolphins. I snap the hooks of fishermen, rip their nets, bend harpoons and marlin spikes. Mermaid that I now am, I surface to a rock island, my sea-green hair about my breasts, a rainbow sea pearl hanging from my forehead by a strand of kelp. My sea collar is crimsoned with algae. I confound sailors as I sit waving a sea fan. My husband may come upon me one day and be troubled by the resemblance to a wife who came late to the kitchen as I slide off the rock into the sea.